The major earthworks are finished and the pavement will soon be laid on a vital transport link between Manawatu and Hawke's Bay. It's 7 years since the old State Highway 3 through the Manawatu Gorge closed due to slips, sending traffic instead to windy, narrow alternative routes. But its replacement, a new four-lane highway, is on track to open in a year. Our reporter Jimmy Allingham went to look at the progress.
Workers have shape-shifted the lower reaches of the Ruahine Range, but the heavy machinery remains. Graders smoothing out the 11.5 kilometres of the new State Highway 3.
So we've finished our bulk earthworks, so we moved 6.5 million cubic metres of earth, so that can fill up Eden Park just over five times, so quite an impressive volume.
That's Grant Cody, the spokesman for the Project Alliance, working to build the new four-lane road, Te Ahu Atauranga. He says it's estimated 8,000 to 12,000 vehicles a day will use the new road, including many large trucks transporting freight. The route was originally slated to open later this year, but COVID pushed that out until next year, although Mr. Cody's not yet able to say which month. The budget shouldn't blow, but there are no promises it won't.
And that's still our current budget of $620 million. But, you know, with a large project like us, you know, COVID, but also escalation, that's hit the industry and we're not immune to those sort of costs. So that's something that's currently under review at the moment.
The road's a sweeping construction with panoramic views and it requires 110,000 tonnes of material for its top layer of asphalt and concrete alone.
So we're actually doing a few trials with our asphalt at the moment, which is a good sign and making use of the good weather that we have available to us. So there's a couple sections where you can see chip seal, asphalt, and then we've also got a cement stabilised section behind us as well.
Problems plagued Transmission Gully and the Kapiti Expressway when they opened, both needing resurfacing work within months. Mr. Cody says plenty of testing's going on at Te Ahu Atauranga to avoid that happening.
We had a number of test trials and that were being done, so I guess all of that work really underpins, you know, the structural sort of integrity of that pavement, you know, to ensure that, you know, we are building that resilient pavement.
At the ashiest end of the road, only about 15 minutes from Palmerston North, two spectacular bridges will welcome motorists and bikers and walkers on the shared pathway. Then there's a steep climb to the top.
So over a 3 kilometre stretch, yeah, traffic will be looking to hit that grade of around sort of 10%. Yeah, so it's quite comparable to Transmission Gully. This here will be slightly steeper on the Ashu side, but on the Woodville side, yeah, will be around 8%, which is, yeah, a slightly gentler grade than that.
The two bridges are among the last parts of the road to get built. One, a viaduct over a sensitive wetland, will be done later this year, and the other, over the Manawatu River, a couple of months later. For a roading man like Grant Cody, it's an impressive part of the project.
Directly behind me is the Paraki Bridge. It gets its name because it's standing actually right next to Paraki Island. It's a 300 metre long structure, 90 metre spans with three piers. On its completion, it'll be the widest balanced cantilever bridge in the Southern Hemisphere.
The new road will take cars about 13 minutes to drive, which is just half the time it takes now, making it the quickest Manawatu to Hawke's Bay trip in years.